What is going on? Welcome to this Quick Tip Tuesday on Build Your Tribe. Today we're talking about the importance of getting the very best email address. Obviously, you know how important it is to communicate with your customers off of social media, and I just want to really offer some important reminders today. And this is for anyone who's trying to build an online business. This is for anyone who's trying to build an in-person business. Like if you have a cycling studio or a clothing boutique, okay, if you're in business, you need to grow your email list. I'm glad you're here. Just having a wonderful conversation with my favorite personal trainer, Mia Finnegan. If you're listening, Mia, I love you. And she's got some great online programs, a bunch of different offerings. You guys should check it out. I will put a link to her in our show notes because she is the inspiration behind today's episode. She was saying, you know, I have myself different emails. I have one email that I use when I just want the freebie. And then I have the email that I use so that I make sure I don't miss something that I need to see or want to see. And she was just kind of asking, like, you know, does everyone do that? And I think the answer is yes. Is the answer yes for you? I know the answer is yes for me. In fact, I've got three different phony emails that I use. One that I opt into if I just want to see swipe copy. One that I opt into so that my staff doesn't have to weed through my online orders. Okay, fine. It's because I'm embarrassed about how much online shopping I do. And then my email address that I use that I make sure I see everything, or somebody on my staff is going to see everything that comes in that inbox. All right. The question is, as an entrepreneur, as somebody who is building their email list, how do you get that email, the one that people actually check? Because think about it. If you don't, if you're getting the spam email, your follow-up sequence is never getting to them. Your irresistible offer is never getting to them. You're like, hey, we haven't seen you in a while. Here's a special discount. None of that is getting to them. None of it. So it's a one and done. So a couple things I want you to remember. The first is this. You've got one chance to tell them that you actually have a solution to their problem. And that is why, I'm not like trying to toot our own horn. I'm sure somebody else inspired me to do this, but we've been really bold about the concept of putting your offer in your very first email, not shoving it down people's throats. So if you opted into, let's say, for example, our freemium for trying to figure out what your thing is, or a freemium for Insta Club Hub, like you want to learn how to do the swipe up, whatever, that very first email is going to give you what it is you asked for. Here you go. And that should be in like the first sentence. Here is how you can download your fill in the blank. But if somebody is opting in, remember this, if someone's opting in to get something from you that is potentially a partial solution to their problem, and you have the whole kit and caboodle, you have the thing that could solve the problem in its entirety, not just this freemium, don't you think it's kind of rude, like, to play games and not tell people that you have that? I think it is. But I also think it's kind of rude to shove it down their throat because they are asking for something for free. They're not asking for you to sell them something, right? So the way that we work around this, and it's just the way I would want somebody to do it for me. Here's your free thing. Here's how to use it, blah, 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 blah. Oh, and P.S., if what you need is something more, we also offer that. Here's a link. We put that P.S. in our initial emails, and I don't even know statistically how much it's improved our bottom line, but it's a lot, y'all. It's a lot. And I think it's because I know probably half of my audience, half of your audience, half of us are giving a fake or at least an email that we don't check when we opt into something for free. Okay, so that's my first tip, is just knowing no matter what it is, you're going to be getting an email from 50% of the people, at least. I don't know if that's the exact statistic, but it's at least 50% are giving you an email address that they rarely check. Now, the next thing I want to suggest to you is thinking strategically about what you could do to improve your chances of getting the good email. Because you and I both have done this. I know you have, where it asks for the email field and you're like, okay, let me think about this. All right, so what would I need to get in the future from this person? Do I really need this? So like if I'm buying something from an online store, do I need their sales? Probably not. You know, I just normally, I really think hard on like, okay, is there going to be a follow-up sequence that I need to see? And the answer is usually no. So I usually give them the email address that I rarely check. If, however, and this happened to me recently, I went on a page, I wanted the free whatever, fill in the blank, and they said in the video describing what I'd be getting, this will come to you in a three-part series. You'll get a series of three emails. And because they said that, and they said, and the last one will come a week from now, be sure to accept us as a contact. I was like, okay, I'm going to make an exception and I'm going to enter my good email address. So think creatively. What could you do that would entice people to give you their best email address? One way that we know that people do this is if they have opted in for a series or something they can expect from you on the regular, such as a newsletter. Now, I've said it here on the show before, a newsletter isn't a great way to build an email list unless you've got a really great rapport with your audience and they just know, like, oh, I've got to get on her email list because that's where I get the shopping tip of the week, or that's where I find out the best five podcasts, like whatever. You know who does a really great job of this is Tim Ferriss. Yeah, he always gives like, I don't know, five things that are on his mind each week. And I think that's really good too, like the enumerated, like people know what to expect. Our newsletter used to just like be very dormant and quiet, but now people know that they're going to get a quick summary of the things that I think are most important in the world, in my life, and in my community's existence, like things that will make your life better. That's what I'm going to address. And it's very, very topical. I write my newsletter that comes out on Friday. I write it on Thursday. So if you want to opt in and see that, just go to shalene.com and you can just sign up for the newsletter. But we have lots of different freemiums, and every one of them right now is giving me heart palpitations because, just so you know, like business owner to business owner, they always need to be better. They always need to be improved. Rather than creating new ones, I am always trying to go, you know, put them on my calendar and put it through the rotation to go through that as a new customer or a new subscriber and see what is the experience like for them. So for example, we have a freemium that we offer that teaches people how to basically sell on Instagram without selling. In other words, like, how do you get people to actually say, yeah, I want that thing from you without you having to like sell? Because nobody likes to be sold to. And so we have a super duper simple way to teach people how to do that on Instagram stories. And it works really nicely if you don't have 10,000 followers and you can't do the swipe up. By the way, you can go look at this freemium right now, but I'm telling you, it's not great and we're going to improve it. But I'm going to tell you why it's not great. Okay, so you go to igswipe.com and you can log into it there. But when you go to igswipe, you log in, you give your email address, blah, blah, blah. And I just went through this process myself to see the user's experience. I did this yesterday because this particular freemium, it's a great like little hack tool. It's a great thing to share with people for free, but it's not converting well. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, this is huge for people. Why is this not converting well to Insta Clubhub? So I went through the experience and I'm like, well, this is why. If I was this person who just logged in to get this freemium, I would be super annoyed. The emails are too salesy. And yes, we give them, you know, the video that teaches you how to do this, but it's kind of hard to find. It's just not great. And also the landing page says, get the IG swipe up. Well, that's probably not the right heading because that's really not what this is about. You're not actually getting an IG swipe up. You're getting a really cool methodology, a technique to be able to sell without selling. And I think that's way more marketable. So number one, there's a problem with the headline. Number two, in my opinion, the user experience isn't great and it needs to be great. That's my first opportunity to impress someone and say like, oh, I like the way this company does business. And it's not great. So that's on my list to revise this week. If you opt in, it would be interesting if you opted in now and maybe I'll do a follow-up and you can see how it improves. But you know, when something's working, right? And that's working. It's bringing in sales for us. And those sales aren't really costing us anything. But if it's working, how can I make it work better? And what could I do to get people to give their very best email address, the one that they're actually going to use? And how can I make the user's experience even better? So before you go creating another new freemium, which I highly recommend you do on the regular, Don't do it, however, until you go through the ones that are kind of working, but they could be better. Go through it as a user. Notice what the follow-up sequence is. How easy is it to understand? And this is hard to do because you're so close to it that you already have it figured out. It's almost like you want to ask your mom to do this and you just stand over her shoulder and see where she gets stuck or what she's confused with. Or just ask someone, say, hey, go through this process and tell me what you thought. What did you not like? What did you like? But you got to ask someone who's actually going to share their honest, truthful opinion, even if it's a little painful, because it'll actually help you. And that's the key, right? We want feedback that actually helps us. Lastly, I wanted to say about your email list. I see these people who have millions of followers. Literally, they have the M next to their name, or they have, you know, a massive ton of notoriety. Like everybody knows who they are. But they come to us because they struggle to help people with the program that they offer, or their sales are low and they can't figure out why. Well, y'all know you can't sell on your Instagram feed. And there's a very particular way to sell without selling on your Instagram stories. So then how do you build an online business? How do you create more income using the internet? The answer is an email list. And you have to have all those things. I use my social media to grow my email list, but it is our email list that I just know this is why it's so much easier to serve my audience and to help people know about the products. Because again, like 1% of your social media audience is seeing your offers. You know, I'm not saying you're going to get 50% of your email list to see your offers, but some people can, you know, and it's an email list. Every week, I want you to spend and put it on your calendar at least 1 to 2 hours. If you're in business and you've already started your business, you've already launched your program, your studio's already open, you already have something to offer the world. Okay, I'm not talking to the person who hasn't yet figured it out. But if you are already offering something, you're already receiving sales, at least once a week for 2 hours, you need to schedule out time where all you are doing is focusing on growing your email list, growing your community. We do about between 4 to 6 hours of that every week. And I don't spend that much time. Well, I do. I was going to say, I don't spend that much time creating social media content. I definitely do, because even my podcasts are considered social media content, right? Ultimately. But I definitely know what's most important is growing my email list. All right. I hope that was helpful. Lots to take away. Lots to think about. Don't just think about it. Actually take action. That's the big difference. I'm not here to motivate you. I'm here to help elevate your game. And we can only do that if we take action. That's the difference. And action means you got to schedule it, because I know you're super busy, which I also want to say thank you so much for listening, because I know you are super busy and I really appreciate you. I love you. My goal is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're done. Talk to you soon.